welcome to the Lister Health Talks podcast, hosted by Lieutenant Colonel Garrett Holt, the commander of Lister Army Health Clinic and the Health Services Director at Fort Novosel. Each month, listen in as the team focuses their discussion on relevant, relatable content that empowers your health and the readiness of the force. In today's show, let's join the team as they discuss SMART goals for the new year. Let's talk New Year's resolutions.
Hello, Fort Novosel. Lieutenant Colonel Garrett Holt here, the commander for Lister Army Health Clinic and the host for the Lister Health Talks podcast. We're just really excited to have you back listening with us yet again for another episode. As we've entered the new year, 2024, we're really excited. If you haven't had a chance to listen to some of our previous podcasts, we encourage you to do so. They stand the test of time, and they aren't just local for Novosel. We appreciate the plug from the Defense Health Agency for their awareness of our episode, and we just want to thank them for raising awareness. And hey, listeners, don't just have to be coming from our local area, because we have a lot of great content that applies to many, many folks. And it's all about health promotion right here, and you've taken charge of your health. Well, hey, we're going to dig into the next episode here, into the content. Excited about it. It is the new year, and with new year comes resolutions, new year resolutions. I like to say at the end of all of our podcasts that your healthiest chapter is ahead and that the only way is forward. And what better time to apply that than in the month of January? So I'm excited about having our guest here, Captain Michelle Pasco, our returning guest. Welcome. Really excited to have you here. She's our Chief of Physical Therapy, as well as a physical therapist by trade. So welcome. Also, Mr. Brent Eubanks, licensed clinical social worker from Behavior Health. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure. Well, look, we're going to dig right into this because this is an important topic. I mean, everybody hears, I think, I'm probably one of many people that kind of gets a twitch by the term New Year's resolution. Man, how many have I made and how many have I not followed through with? But man, we're going to give you some tools today to really consider and to dig into and maybe apply for yourselves. But so I'm going to first turn over to Mr. Eubanks. Many of our listeners may actually know you because they may visit you or see you in the halls or you've been here for a minute. But for those that don't know you, maybe if you could tell us a little bit about you, your background, how long you've been with Lister, and what got you into the line of work that you're in.
Yes, sir. So I started social work in April of 1999, working with State of Alabama Department of Human Resources in Houston County. Started out as a social service caseworker and did that for 2 years, and then ended up supervising social workers for 10 years. So okay. I was there for a total of 12 years.
All right.
During my stay there, I decided to go back and obtain my MSW degree from University of Alabama, graduated in 2010, and decided to go the mental health route. So all of my experiences up to this point has kind of led me to here. Mm-hmm. And I started work here at Lister Army Health Clinic in January 2020, 6 weeks before COVID hit.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, fun times.
It's a fun way to introduce yourself into military healthcare.
Absolutely.
Well, we're happy for it. You got an awesome reputation, not just inside our clinic, but across the community. I can say that with great certainty now being here for a year and a half myself.
Thank you.
You've got a great reputation. Well, you know, coming from your line of work, what does that look like? What advice do you have for our listeners as we enter into 2024?
So some advice I have for our listeners is 3 points. Number one, the importance of self-care. You know, we cannot pour water from an empty cup. So if we're not taking care of ourselves, how in the world are we going to take care of others? So that's the first thing, importance of self-care. Number two, you know, having an accountability partner. Mm-hmm. We always need someone to, you know, hold ourselves accountable to what we are setting out to do. And number three, setting achievable goals, you know, the SMART goals.
Oh, that's great. No, those are three great things. Man, self-care, we hear that term all the time, right? I mean, or at least nowadays we do, not in our earlier days in our professions, but super critical. And I think for healthcare workers in particular, and really anybody that lived through the era of the pandemic, which is really all of our listeners, understanding that in a new degree and learning what that means. What's some things that you've seen that have been helpful either personally or in your line of work as you've advised folks on self-care?
So a number of things. Getting proper rest, you know, obviously trying to, you know, incorporate some kind of exercise regimen, you know, into your daily habits, proper diet, you know, all those things that are, you know, somewhat make us health conscious. Mm. you know, being able to take time off, you know, that's the most important thing. I mean, everyone needs, you know, a break from time to time, you know, and it's important to be able to take some time off and decompress. You know, the holidays are very busy, and, you know, we have just ended the holidays. So, you know, there's a time to kind of reset and reintegrate yourself back into work mode. And, you know, I think we have to allow ourselves some grace and some patience in doing that.
I've been doing some thought myself and self-reflection and my own time to kind of rest and recharge myself. And one of the things that I've found in just some of the things I've been reading and listening to is, you know, with respect to self-care, when you take those breaks, be purposeful with those breaks. That doesn't necessarily mean create a task list for yourself when you're off of work, but, you know, be purposeful for that rest and recovery. Is there truth to that in your experience or any thoughts on that?
Absolutely. There's a statement that's been well known that says, where the mind goes, the body will follow. Mm-hmm. And your mind is the willfulness that pushes the body to work. Therefore, in order to attain a healthy body, you have to first ensure your mental and emotional well-being. So, you know, with that being said, I mean, I think we have to constantly self-assess where we are in terms of our, you know, level of motivation. And if we find ourselves getting, you know, unmotivated, you know, as the new year progresses, we have to practice what we call behavioral activation. And behavioral activation is just a concept of planning one responsibility that you need to take care of daily and engaging in one enjoyable activity daily. So doing those two things daily somewhat helps your, you know, motivation stay intact.
Behavioral activation. I'm going to have to look into that more. That's a good one.
Yes, sir.
That's a good term. That's fantastic. When I hear plan, right, you know, sometimes I think, for me at least, sometimes it's a little lip service within my own self. And I found, even as a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army, when I'm planning something, write it on a piece of paper or something. And to your point on accountability, tell somebody else. So they maybe not asking, hey, how's it going? But that you're actually forward leaning and pragmatically telling them, hey, you know, I've been doing really good on whatever it is, you know, fitness or discipline, whatever discipline oriented thing. I think that's great. So behavioral activation. And then those reasonable goals. I love that idea. Goals are important. And I heard an interesting quote that, you know, everybody can be motivated to do something, but not everyone's disciplined to do it. And I think having that goal, reasonable goal, right? I'm not going to lose, you know, 80 pounds in the first month.
No.
Or I'm not going to, you know, graduate with my master's in 6 months necessarily, right, with what I need to do. But, you know, making it lined up with what you have. So.
Well, I think it goes back to also managing expectations, you know, from ourselves and others. Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of makes a difference in terms of, you know, what we're looking at to achieve in the future. And is this realistic? Is this something that I can, you know, realistically do?
Yeah, that's good. Well, speaking of being able to realistically do things like lose weight and get fit, I can't think of a better person to help us get there than Captain Pasco. Again, great having you back on the show. But hey, what's some thoughts you have for our listeners on New Year's resolutions from that perspective?
I think, like Mr. Eubanks said, just keeping in mind that SMART goals are the best way to set yourself up for realistic expectations. Mm-hmm. So one thing I thought would be just cool to let you all know about is that the American College of Sports Medicine puts out updated guidelines every year based on what is recommended to keep healthy, which means really how do we avoid disease, how do we avoid lost duty days, things like that. So for anyone between the ages of 18 to 65, it's recommended that you perform at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic exercise 5 times a week. So that's basically about 150 minutes overall every week. Moderate intensity does not mean going out, you know, you're not running a half marathon every single day. Mm-hmm. Moderate intensity is things like walking, going on a hike, nice bike ride. And what I like about this is it's really easy to incorporate kids. And that's exactly what these recommendations do align with. Mm-hmm. Children and adolescents, so if you want to bring your kids along for your New Year's resolutions, as long as they're between ages 6 and 17, doing like about an hour every day, every other day of moderate to vigorous physical activity is also recommended. So I think this is a really good opportunity to not just rope yourselves in to some SMART goals, but also bring your kids in too. And not only that, but they do recommend not just doing some aerobic activity, but they recommend doing some resistance exercise too. So yes, the gym will be quite full in the new year, but we know that I think it's for a very good reason.
Right, right. No, I think that is excellent. I, you know, so many folks are probably out there as I've from time to time. And I mean, even if you're in the Army and you're on organized PT, or maybe you don't have organized PT, you know, now's a good time to get started in and building those, that sequence, right? You know, where, you know, once you've gotten one down and two down, you mm-hmm. know, reduce those barriers so that you're making it to the gym. The other thing I was going to say is I have only recently, maybe a year or two ago, actually gotten a smartwatch. And in line of accountability, mm-hmm. man, I am like, it is remarkable. On the days that I don't get close to 10,000 steps or whatever it is, which are pretty obvious because it's usually a non-PT day and it's raining outside or whatever, I'm like, man, I got it. And you'll literally find me at night just walking around my house trying to get
your more steps in.
But it's an amazing accountability mechanism, right? To really, really think about that, to get that tracking mechanism in. Turns out data helps to mm-hmm. helps us guide. But yeah, no, that's great. You know, what about any thoughts on tactics that you've used or you've advised folks to kind of stick with it? I don't know. I know it's just kind of do it, right? That's the end of the day.
Just do it.
There's
yeah.
no secret, but I don't know. What do you think?
I think there's definitely some easy things that can be done. I think starting from the lowest and easiest goal possible, try to achieve that for about 2 weeks. Mm. We know that's what makes a good habit. Two weeks, try to do that every day. So oftentimes what I tell people is put your workout clothes or your tennis shoes, either if you like to work out in the morning, put it within arm's reach. Hmm. The first place you like to go in the morning, whether it's, you know, you go let your dog out, you go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. put it within easy reach. So it's something that helps you get excited about going to the gym mm-hmm. or going on a walk, things like that.
I think for our listeners, I had a, we were at a PT session and a general officer mm-hmm. At one point in time, he, you know, did the typical, you know, jump into our formation. Nobody knew who he was because he's in uniform. I mean, we knew, but most people did not. Anyways, but, you know, he finished the PT session and, you know, we gave him a few moments to speak and he's like, hey, I noticed that some of y'all weren't, I could tell you weren't in the game. And the message that he had for us was, you need to take some dignity in mm-hmm. yourself. You owe it to you. And for those who have families, you owe it to your family and mm-hmm. your friends. And mm-hmm. man, it is just, you're going to realize at one point, you're like, man, I coulda, woulda, shoulda, but why not now? Just take some mm-hmm. dignity in yourself. Mm-hmm.
It changes your perspective.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, it's easy to talk about on a podcast, harder to do. So definitely challenging everyone here to invest in that space, invest in the new year, a new you, as some would like to say. And I really appreciate both of your time, dedicating a little time on the, as we're entering this new year to kind of advise. We have a lot of expertise inside of Lister to help structure your health goals and health promotion goals. And before I take it back around the room for any final thoughts that we may have not touched on already, you know, want to encourage our listeners to, you know, like and follow our Facebook page. You know, this podcast is found on a variety of forums, including Spotify, Apple, and I think even Pandora now. So if that's where you get your podcast, definitely dig into that. Hey, go back and listen to some of our other episodes. Again, they stand the test of time. Captain Pasco was giving some plugs and some hints in there from one of our previous episodes on H2F. I think it was episode 6. Definitely want to encourage listeners to go back to that. It turns out a lot of these themes are very common and don't need to be just considered at the new year. In fact, all throughout the year, and you'll be happier for it. So, hey, I want to pass it back through the room for any final thoughts. Mr. Eubanks, over to you.
So just a quick comment in regards to New Year's resolutions. Some information that I found online indicated that the top three New Year's resolutions for 2024, number one being improve fitness, number two, improve finances, and number three, improve mental health. However, there was also some reports in regards to follow through, and it named that 80% of people lose their resolve and motivation by mid-February. So hopefully we will not be in that category. We will be more motivated, more in line of achieving the goals that we've set out, have an accountability partner, and just, you know, maintaining a positive attitude from January 1st all the way through December 31st, 2024.
Well, that's great, Mr. Eubanks. I got to tell you, I loved how you kind of summarized it. It can be a lot of doom and gloom, but the reality is, you know, you have the keys to the controls. In fact, I have a mentor who is a commander of one of our larger facilities in the Department of Defense who would challenge me every day in despite of overwhelming odds to be positive. You owe it to yourself. Be positive.
Absolutely.
And I know it sounds cliche, but it really is important. Well, thanks for that. Captain Pasco, how about you?
Yes, so just wanted to put a plug in for some awesome news coming out starting January 17th. Lister is resuming our free in-person restorative yoga classes. So 3 days a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 11:45 to 12:45. It's open to everyone over ages 18 and over. You do need to bring your own yoga equipment. Grab a beach towel, grab a yoga mat, and they'll be held in the pharmacy overflow waiting area. So I'm really excited for that. Just gives us all a way to be able to engage in some good yoga. And for those who don't know, restorative yoga is specifically some slow paced, long holds, nice stretching, deep breathing techniques. Wonderful if you want to have an accountable way to hold yourself to some of your SMART goals for the new year.
Oh, that is awesome. Man, that's so fun to listen. We're restoring yet another one in restorative yoga. You may have mentioned it, but am I signing up for it? Do I have to sign up? Do I just show up with my yoga mat and equipment?
You just show up with your yoga mat and equipment.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Man, fantastic. In the pharmacy overflow area.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so if you're walking down our halls, effectively just past the pharmacy on the left, right in there. So we're excited about that. Well, thank you so much. Well, I want to thank both of our guests for joining us today. This is another exciting day, and we got to spend a little time digging into New Year's resolutions. Hey, we want to challenge you. Now's the time. As you're kind of finishing, getting out of your car, maybe you're about to walk into work right now, go in, sit down, open your little book, and write exactly what your goal is. Do it today, and let's figure out what our goals are together. And if you need any help with that in your health goals to include mental health and behavior health and H2F and you name it, feel free to reach out to us. We're happy to help you guide in that. If you're a leader on post and you're interested in a class that we could possibly give, don't hesitate to reach out. We're happy to support you in that way. This is indeed the next chapter. It is, and make it your next healthiest chapter. And remember that the only way is forward.
The Lister Health Talks podcast is produced by the Lister Army Health Clinic's Public Affairs Office at Fort Noisel. Join us in February as the team discusses strategies to maintain a heart-healthy lifestyle. Stay healthy, Fort Noisel.